YPG's desert rats tested weapons of war so they'd work when soldiers' lives depended on them. Thousands of veterans walk the earth today thanks to their work. After decades of service, all that's left is testament. Desert Rat Testament is a monthly anthology that collects the stories and recollections of retired UMA Proving Ground employees of decades-long service.
Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. Colonel Randy Murray had served 24 years in the Army when he took command of Yuma Proving Ground in 2014. An aviator, today he serves as International Program Integrator for Program Executive Office, Missiles and Space. You had quite a bit of experience in the Army test and evaluation world prior to taking command of Yuma Proving Ground.
Yeah, I did. I actually was a part of... From 2004 to 2008, I was in the operational test command at Fort Hood, Texas. And basically, I tested quite a few systems. Well, mostly aviation systems when I was there.
You were also an operations research analyst at White Sands before that, weren't you?
Yeah, and I was there for a couple of years there, too, from 1999 to 2001. And, so we did... I was in ORSA for a couple of years out there.
Did you have any dealings with Yuma Proving Ground in those years prior to being commander?
No, I didn't. I had heard of it, but I had no dealings with Yuma at that time.
Why did you choose Yuma Proving Ground to take command?
No, it actually looked like a great opportunity because it could extend the opportunity for obviously to make a major impact on the Army and on the military in general, with being able to test and get the needed type of systems into the hands of soldiers and help with obviously with defending of our nation and also enhancing the capability of some of our foreign partners.
The test workload at Yuma Proving Ground was still very busy in those years, even as Iraq and Afghanistan was drawing down somewhat.
Yeah, because we were actually doing, I think back then, over 60 to 80 tests a week, roughly. Some in the neighborhood, it was quite a bit of tests we were doing.
There's one in particular I recall, very unique test. It was around Christmas in 2015. The bore evacuator holes in the M284 cannon from the Paladin howitzer were subject to corrosion. And there was a potential that they would have to condemn something like 80% of those gun tubes. So over the course of about 2 weeks, we fired 3,000 test rounds through three of those cannon tubes. Do you remember that test?
Yeah, I remember that. And myself and remember Lieutenant Colonel Jim DeBoer?
Yes.
Yeah, we were all involved in that. And also, I guess, obviously late Larry Bracamonte. He and all his team, everybody was all involved in it, and Julio, as our technical director.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all of actually were all involved, formulating a plan to make sure that all happened, because obviously you were there during the time you saw it was key for us to actually and crucial for us to be able to go through all those tests and to help and keep from condemning that number of tubes in the Army.
What was your impression of the Yuma community at large while you were here?
Actually, I loved the community. It was, I felt like it was like being around a large group of people that really made myself and my family feel at home. We would have loved to stay longer if we could have, but obviously the military wanted us to move on, but the schools, the middle school and the high schools in the area were very accommodating to my sons. My wife, she worked at one of the schools also. I think it was the criminals, they were working there. And, we loved, the community. We had a great, relationship with the mayor, with the police chief, the border patrol. And just the overall community in general was a very great group of people, home. I mean, it almost felt like we were just a part of the community. Made us feel very welcome to be there during that period of time. Loved being there for the 3 years we were there, and actually wish we could have, like I said, stayed longer. had a very good relationship with and we love Yuma. The workforce itself was a great group of people to work with.
You always emphasized cohesion with the workforce when you were in command. One team, one YPG. And the other thing is, of course, safety is always.
Yeah, I mean, if all it took was one event from a safety perspective and everything that you've done up to that point, people forget that. I mean, it's always about, and yeah, tests are important, but it's always important to do it safely. Nothing we're doing out there is worth losing somebody's life over. We're supporting the military and all those things, but you know, we can always live to fight another day. Our goal is to do it effectively, but do it safely.
Another interesting thing during your command was that YPG was possibly the last Army installation still using the UH-1 helicopter. So, and the Huey was retired during your commander.
Yeah, we got a chance to take a flight across the installation just before we retired, which was a lot of fun. Remember when we gathered up some of the employees and we got several of the aircraft and we flew around the installation before we in commemoration of turning them in.
After you left command, did you have occasion to come back here in your subsequent roles?
No, I have not. I was supposed to come back a couple of years ago for a counter UAS test, but plans got changed and I wasn't able to return. So I haven't been back since change of command.
What was your overall impression of the YPG workforce?
Very, very hardworking, conscientious group of people. And I think I saw people that were very proud of their contributions, of what they were bringing to, for his tests and all those different things that it would bring to, you know, to the military and to the armed forces. So I loved the attitude. I loved the camaraderie that we had together, the stick-to-itiveness. People seemed to really were wanting to work together and get things done. And had always had the right attitude about doing things, making sure it got done well, and also wanted to represent Yuma Proving Ground in a positive manner. So I thought that it was a great, great group of people to work with. Like I said, if I had a chance, had a choice, I would have stayed longer if I could have.
Another thing that a lot of people don't realize is the Army's anti-terrorism flag was designed by members of the YPG workforce during your command. You were always a strong supporter of Army Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month.
Yeah, think about it. From the perspective of, look at where we came from. We had, if you take a look at 2001, 9/11, how that impacted our nation. And then you had to make sure that things like that never happen again. So I just thought that we always had to be very vigilant and we had to be focused on all that. And it was incredibly important, not only to YPG, but to the whole nation itself, that we had implemented procedures that would prevent things that from ever happening again.
Do you keep up with Yuma Proving Ground these days?
Sometimes. I actually, from time to time, go and watch on Facebook, because I have friends with the Facebook page. And from time to time, I actually take a look, go online and just kind of see some of the tests that you're doing. But we also, at least annually, we have a team from PO Missiles and Space that comes out there and do counter UAS tests or assessments and bring in some foreign nations. So that's kind of at least quarterly or so. I'm kind of keeping up with what's going on out there.
The last time I interviewed you before you left command, you said being commander of Yuma Proving Ground was the best job you ever had in the Army.
I still feel that way. I'd like to tell everybody there that's still there, I miss them and wish we, you know, hope. And the next time I get an opportunity, I will come by and stop by as possible. And just let them know that I'm still proud of what they're continuing to do for the military and for all of Department of Defense. Because they just want to make sure that they know they're really, truly making an impact. And those aren't empty words. It is the truth. It is like some of the finest people that I've met in my life are there. And and still just proud of what UN Proving Ground is consistently doing on a day-to-day basis.
Hey, Colonel, it's been really good talking with you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
For as long as the United States has a military, UN Proving Ground will be vital to the national defense. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on The Testament.